you, the Blue Ridge ScooterNet. Your net controller tonight is KJ4WZM. Kilo Juliet 4, Whiskey, Zulu, Mike. My name is Daniel, and my location is Traveler's Rest. An interest in promotion amateur radio, this night is called Nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of the Blue Ridge, net will be activated. Top Peters Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border near Highway 276. Mr. Peters is at an elevation of 3,500 feet. Mr. Peters is operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Their bulletins are now put for the net. Call KJ4WZM. Right time, so we'll go ahead and recognize the pre-net check-in. Tonight we have KA3JCA, that's Richard, KA4JCA, his wife Sally, and KA4ACL, his daughter Ashley. They have the Upstate Amateur Radio Club. Call sign for that is K3DOV, and they're all in Simpsonville, South Carolina. Then I have KM4JWP, that's Brian from Rutherford, North Carolina, W2AMD, Andrew in Simpsonville, W4FCM. That's Fred, and N4IEI, his wife Isla, they're in Traveler's Rest. K4XMR, Mel and Prosperity. KG4PFI, that's Don. KG4QLQ, his wife Linda, and they're in the Piedmont tonight. KO4ZEW, Ben from Simpsonville. N4ASW, Tony and Ashwell. KI4LZI, Andy on the Table Rock. KJ4UHF, Jack in Greenville. KN4RJN, John from Brown Summit. W4IOE, Sid in Fletcher, North Carolina. KC4W, Bill and Anderson. KA5WLL, Leroy and Taylors. KB2BYQ, Dave and Easley. KF4NXY, David and Honeypath. He brings along with him his wife, Marie. KF4SX, also in Honeypath. Set up for the pre-net check-in this evening. Do we have any Echolink stations? Echolink stations only. If you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2 meter net, call KJ4WZM. I don't hear any Echolink stations. I don't see any either, but we will be back to them shortly. We'll go ahead with the regular formal portion of the net. This is a direct net. All stations with or without traffic are in and signal your intent to remain on the net for the ride to portion. Tonight being Friday night, we're going to begin with stations with the suffix of your call, uniform through Zulu, U through Z. If you'd like to check in to the Blue Ridge 2 meter net, call KJ4WZM.
Zian. Please check in Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo. That's K4XB. My name is Tommy. My location is Southern Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you and everyone on that.
4WZN. This is KO4ZEW. Ben in Simpsonville. I've already checked in over pre-net, but I do like to check in every now and then over RF. Make sure everything's working right. Hear everybody's voice. So, Kilo Oscar 4, Zulu Echo Whiskey. Good to hear you tonight.
Kilo Oscar 4, Yankee Hotel Yankee, Jim in Berea, negative and negative.
I'll have to recognize K4XB, that is Tommy in Southern Greenville County. And KO4YHY, that's Jim in Berea. Also wanted to acknowledge hearing KO4ZEW, that is Ben in Simpsonville. He checked in, pre-net check-in, number 12. And, Ben, your radio sounded fine, and thanks for shouting at me. I don't think I've heard you on here on RF before while I've been calling in. So, good to hear your voice, and thanks for checking in all the time on pre-net check-ins. You are one of my regulars on there, so just wanted to give you a shout back. Alrighty, any other stations, uniform through Zulu, U through Z, if you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2 meter net, call KJ4WZM. More uniform through Zulu, so we'll go ahead up to Alpha through Delta, A through D. If you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2 meter net, call KJ4WZM.
4WZM. Daniel, please check in. Kilo, Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick, and my wife, Kilo, Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena, and my daughter, Mike 4, Mike Oscar, Quebec, Michelle. We're all in Piedmont, and we'll all be negative and negative.
KJ4WZM. Good evening, Daniel. Thanks for calling the net tonight. Please check in Whiskey 4, Delta Juliet Whiskey, W4DJW, Dave and Greer, negative and negative.
4WZM. Evening, Daniel. Please check in Kilo Mike for Bravo Lima Hotel, KM4BLH. The name is Kurt Charlie Uniform Romeo Tango. QTH is Greenville. I'll be negative and negative.
WZM. Daniel, please check in. KI4DOS, Gary. Also, K3JOY. That's my pretty little boy, Joy. We're at home and easily. No traffic, no chew tonight. Good evening to you and all on the net. 4WZM. Please check in. Kilo November 4, Charlie Hotel Yankee. KN4CHYT. Negative 8. 4WZM. Please check in. November 5, Charlie Sierra Alpha. In 5CSA, Roger Anderson Mobile. No traffic or comments tonight.
4WZM.
Got KK4DMW, that's Rick, KK4ONO, his wife Lorena, and KM4MLQ, his daughter Michelle. They're at home in Piedmont tonight. And I have W4DJW, that is Dave and Greer, KM4BLH, KF4DOS, that's Gary, and K3JOY, it's pretty little bribe and joy. They're at home in Easley tonight. And I have KM4CHY, Keith and Seneca. N5CSA, that is Roger and Anderson. Roger, I haven't heard you on here in a long, long time. I know you were one of the regulars when I first got my license. You were on the radio a good bit, but I haven't heard you in a long time now. Good to hear you. And thanks for checking in. Break and call for Echolink stations. I've got one on Echolink right now. Echolink stations only. If you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge Meternet, call KJ4WZM.
KJ4WZM, good evening, Daniel. Check in. KA4PQA, Kilo Alpha 4, Papa Quebec Alpha, Stephen and Greenwood. Good evening to yourself, all the net. No traffic, no roundtable.
WZM. K1CJW. That's Kilo 1, Charlie Juliet Whiskey. Roland and Pickens. Negative, negative, and a very great evening to all.
KA4PQA, that is Stephen in Greenwood, and K1CJW, that is Roland and Pickens. I'd like to make another call for Alpha through Delta, A through D. If you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KJ4WZM. That's it for now, so we'll go ahead up the alphabet to E through H. Echo through Hotel, if you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KJ4WZM.
Quebec 4, Foxtrot, Romeo Yankee, this is Rhonda and Lyman, and I'll be negative and negative, and good evening to everyone.
WZM. Daniel, please check in. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, KC4EZN, Harry and Keller, North Carolina. No traffic, but we'll stick around for action, Daniel.
WZM. Again. Kilo India 4, Echo Juliet Yankee. This is Elisha and Lyman, and I will be negative and negative.
Got some stations I'd like to go ahead and recognize. This is the first one I had to check in. It was Kilo Quebec 4 something, and I completely messed your call sign up. So if you wouldn't mind coming back with that in your name and location, that would be great. I think that I got some of it, but I don't want to mess it up. I know I'm going to have to correct, so go ahead. If you wouldn't mind, come back with that, and I'll fix it.
Kilo, Quebec 4, Foxtrot, Romeo, Yankee, Rhonda, and Lyman.
Alright, I have KQ4FRY, that is Ron and Lyman. I have KC4EZN, that is Harry in Kenwood, North Carolina. Harry, I've got you marked down for comments. And then I have another call sign that I might need some help on. I have KF4EZY, but I think I wrote that down wrong. That is Elisha and Lyman. If you wouldn't mind coming back with your call sign so I can get that fixed, that'd be great.
Was Kilo India 4, Echo Juliet Yankee, KI4EJY.
Fix KI4EJY, and that is Elisha and Lyman. We'll try another run through on E through H. Echo through Hotel. If you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KJ4WZM.
Again, Kilo Oscar 4 Foxtrot X-ray Bravo. That's KO4FXB. That's Ryan in Fairplay, South Carolina. I'll be negative and negative.
Recognize KO4FXB. That is Ryan in Fairplay. We'll go ahead up to India through Lima. Throughout, if you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KJ4WZM.
WZM. Kilo 4, Juliet Foxtrot Oscar. And I'm James, and I'm up on this mountain here in Tuxedo, North Carolina, where I'll be negative and negative. Send 73s for each one of you.
WZM. Please check in. Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo, Charlie, 4. Mike, Foxtrot to Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Mark us in and out, please. Everyone have a good night. 7-3.
Kilo Mountain in Tuxedo. Then I have KK4JBQ, that is Larry, and KC4MFK, his wife, Donna. They're at home in Greer. And Larry, I'd like to talk to you sometime. I remember something about the occupation you used to have, and I'd be kind of interested in talking to you sometime about it. For you, about that. And, didn't know if you would, mind humoring me with some stories and some of what you learned along the way.
KJ4WZM, KK4JBQ. I missed the first part of that, Daniel. What's the topic?
For work.
Everything from McDonald's hamburgers to setting diamonds. I was a jeweler once upon a time. Yeah, we can talk about anything you like. I'm up for that. Do you have my home number?
I don't. And the second item you list is what I'd like to discuss with you. I do not have your phone number now.
Okay, probably no danger for letting it out of here in the wild. Yeah, I guess it's 864-2384. No, that's wrong. Yeah, that's right. 2384-542.
Could I call you sometime tomorrow afternoon or evening? Would that work out?
Okay, I'll be looking for it to it.
EW, question. Your call sign phonetically. I can't seem to find it.
It's Kilo Juliet 4 Whiskey Zulu Mike. KJ4WZM.
I was trying WZM, WZN, WVN, WVM. Okay, I do appreciate on that. Thanks a lot.
KJ4W, Kilo Juliet 4 Whiskey Zulu Mike, and name is Daniel. I live in Traveler's Rest. Alrighty, I'm going to make another run through on India through Lima. I through L, if you'd like to check in to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KJ4WZM. like to recognize KO4HKX by telephone relay, Patrick in Charlotte, North Carolina. All right, we'll go ahead up to Mike through Papa. And Mr. P, if you'd like to check into the Village to meter net, call KJ4WZM.
WZM. Please check in. Kilo Oscar 4, November, November Hotel. KO4NNH. My name is Fred. Well, we're here in Piedmont tonight. You know where I'm going tonight, Daniel. Send me to you and all of that negative, negative.
WZM. This is Mandana. Please test in. Hello, food. Hostess, India, Matt. Loud and in. I'll be negative and negative.
Please check in out of turn. Whiskey, Uniform 2 Tango, W2T, Rusty and more. No traffic, no comments tonight.
KL4NNH. That is Fred Mobile in Piedmont going to work. You know what I always say, Fred? Don't work too hard. Yeah. Have a good night at work. Next, I have K4OIN. That is Walt and Edmund. And good evening, Walt. Glad to hear you on here. Haven't heard you in a little while now. I hope you're doing well. Miss talking to you. Then, WU2T. That is Rusty and more. Any other stations? Mike through Papa and through Pete. Call KJ4WZM. Through T, if you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2 meter net, call KJ4WZM.
Daniel, please check in Kilo 4, Romeo Mike. That's K4, RM Fred. Also, November 4, Mike Romeo Yankee. That's N4, MRY, Miss Mary. We're mobile tonight in Pickens County. Good evening to you and all on the net. No traffic, no table.
K4WZM. In Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec, Lima, Golf, KO4QLG, this is Chris in Liberty, and I will be negative and negative.
At K4RN, that is Fred, and N4MRY, that is Mary, they're mobile tonight in Pickens County. Then I have KO4QLG, that is Chris over there in Liberty, also Pickens County. Any other stations, Quebec through Tango. Q through T. Call KJ4WZM. The Uniform through Zulu. U through Z. If you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2 meter net, call KJ4WZM.
WZM. Thank you. Out of turn, Kilo 4, Romeo Oscar Whiskey. K4RO, Debbie, Rich, and
Greenville.
No traffic, no roundtable.
4WZM. Daniel, in the net, please check in. November 4, Zulu, Lima, Kilo, N4ZLK. I'm Shane. I'm mobile, 85 South. No traffic, no table tonight. Have a good weekend, Daniel.
Tonight, K4ROW. That is Richard in Greenville. At N4ZLK, that is Shane on I-85 southbound. You have a good, safe trip out there tonight, Shane. Safe trip down there and safe trip back home. Hope you have a good night, and thanks for the good weekend wishes. Same to you. Any other stations? We'll go ahead and open it all the way up through the alphabet now. A through Z, Z through A. If you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2 meter net, call KJ4WZM.
WZM. Daniel, please check in. Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet Kilo Victor. KO4JKV. That's Duncan up in Asheville. No traffic, no comment. Good to hear you on the net, Daniel. 7-3 to you and everybody on the net.
WD8RON, Whiskey Delta 8, Romeo Oscar November. Ed in Brevard. No traffic, no comments. I'm monitoring.
Alright, KO4JKV, that is Duncan in Asheville, and WD8RON, that is Ed in Brevard. Last call before I head over to Rag 2, Uniform through Zulu, Alpha through Zulu, A through Z, all the way through the alphabet. Last call before I go over to Rag 2, call KJ4WZM.
Sounds like like you got a good net going so far. Appreciate you calling it for us on a Friday night again. If you would, sir, please check in Alpha Kilo 4 Hotel Romeo. AK4HR is the name, location Simpsonville. No traffic, no comments tonight, Daniel. Thanks again for calling the net for us. 7380, you and everyone on the net.
AK4HR, that is Mike and Simpsonville. Mike, your check-in number 55. Alrighty. This is KJ4WZM now securing the full mode portion of that with our thanks for checking in. We'll now begin the RAG 2 portion of that with periodic stops for check-ins between RAG 2s. And KC4EZN, Harry, you are first up on the stump tonight. Call KJ4WZM.
K4WZM, KC4EZN. Well, good evening, Daniel. It's been a while, and I think both of us have been on a couple interesting trips lately. Mine was to California, and came home with a new radio. And it's, that's been eyes It is capable of rig control, and I have chased my tail 4 times, caught it 3 times, and the last time I checked one box in the setup for the program, and it magically all worked. Story's a little bit longer than that. There's a lot of frustration because hooked the radio up to one computer and turned it on and everything worked just like magic. And I hooked it up to another computer, which is one, it's a laptop that I like to take going somewhere, and it didn't want to work. And I couldn't figure out what the difference between the two was. But anyway, what's happening in your life so far? You haven't bought any new vehicles or anything like that, have you?
I haven't. And I can finally say this over the radio now, if you know what I mean. But no, I haven't. My wife would kill me. Well, cat's out of the bag now, Harry. But nah, I need to at some point, but it'll be a little while.
Just say congratulations in public. I think the pictures you sent me on the phone, you did rather well. I'm not really sure I can say the same thing for her, but you did rather well, Daniel. Congratulations to both of you. And that will make life interesting, and based on my own life experience, I think that vehicle that you currently own is going to probably be the one that you own for the next 2 or 3 years. So anyway, we won't go down that road. That's life. But yeah, it's been kind of interesting. Our trip to California was nice, and the airplane didn't have any problems or scheduling or anything like that. It was just a 6-hour ride nonstop, which we planned it that way. Don't like to have to rush from one terminal to another. We've done that in the past, and I get real nervous when I'm the last person to get on the airplane sometimes. So it's almost like the door hit me in the back as I was walking through. But anyway, we had a good time. Got to visit with our grandchildren. And my daughter and her husband have had a young lady living with them for the last 5 or 6 years, and she's getting married in March. It was really interesting. She's like 28, 29 years old. I'm afraid she wasn't going to ever get married. Tripped over this guy, and they seemed to hit it off, and they're on their way, and it was really interesting. They went out looking for a wedding dress. This girl's about 5'4", 5'5", not tall, slender, but not tall. And she wanted a mermaid dress, and you need to be about 5'8" to make a mermaid-type dress really look right. She looked and looked and looked, and did not find one that suited her taste. And local agency agency that had a fundraiser where they were donating your wedding dress that you had used, didn't need anymore, and they sold them for like $150. Found a perfect dress. That was our major excitement out there. But had fun working on the radio, making the new radio work, and finally got it to talk to the computer. Well, now when I get reports back and I have to change bands, with the older radio without rig control, I had to remember to change the band in the software. Sometimes I forget. But anyway, we're bouncing back in your court, Daniel. That's about all I got here. It didn't have any snow. I don't even think I saw a snowflake during all of that. I did enjoy my wood stove, and got a fire started tonight, and I think they're talking about you folks may hit 80 degrees next week. We may hit the high 70s up here. We'll have the birds and the flowers totally confused, because as I remember the last big snow we had up here, and I think it was 93, the storm of the century was, towards the end of March, early April, somewhere there. I forgot the exact date now. Winter's not nearly over. Turn it back to you, Daniel. I'll catch you at 4WZM, KC4EZM.
Okay. I'm glad that you had a good airplane flight over there and back again. Also glad to hear about her getting married. I know you had mentioned earlier that you didn't think she'd ever find somebody. Well, I kind of tripped over one myself, so feeling mutual on that. And I can't quite remember exactly what comment you had made. Oh, I know what it was. You said... I don't quite remember exactly what she said, but she started cheering and clapping when whatever comment you had made about her and me. But anyways, you mentioned about your radio a little while ago, hooking up to the computer at work, well, the software worked on one computer and not the other, which is, that's kind of, that was, I forgot to tell you, sometimes it's like that across devices, it's for no apparent reason it acts up, not sure why. But things like sometimes happen. About the weather, it's kind of weird. How it's really cold one day, really warm the next. It's like this winter has pretty much been on vacation. It's let fall and spring pretty much run the show. It just pops back into the room as if it's losing an argument to say, oh, and another thing. Pops its head in, leaves again. Same thing another week or two later. It pops back in and says another thing. It's been really, really warm this year. Almost like it's Florida here or something, and it's not, but it's acting like it is, and I don't know what's going on, but I haven't seen any snow here. We've gotten it to sleet twice. It sleeted pretty good two different times, once last month and once this month, but we haven't seen any snow either. This would be the first one of my lifetime that I would have not seen any snow at all, but I do know it can happen. It occasionally does, just not very often. I know you lucked out that one time getting like an inch or two, but we haven't. Nothing.
Well, I like to have one nice snow, just, I don't know, 3 or 4 inches. The perfect snow is it starts snowing about 4:30 Friday afternoon, so that when you get home, you've got maybe a half inch on the ground, and you wake up Saturday morning, and there's 3 inches on the ground, and Saturday afternoon, you get out with the neighbors, and do a snowman, or shovel the street, or whatever, and then Sunday afternoon, the roads are all dry, and you go to work Monday morning, and there's nice snow on the ground, and none on the road. That to me is the perfect snow. But, I think we're going to have to get used to warmer weather, and the other thing that I really don't like is I think the weather is going to be
more dramatic. I hesitate to use some of the other words, but I think warmer and wetter is going to be the trend that we see in the next few years. Somewhere another 10,000 years, are they going to be worried about still worried about climate change because it's getting cold again? But I don't think we'll have to worry about that then. Anyway, that's about all I got here, Daniel. Like I say, I enjoyed the picture you sent. I'll repeat my comments earlier. You did really, really well. And I won't say the other half of it. You can probably figure that out. And congratulations. Keep it in the middle of the road. And now that you've got help, maybe a little bit easier. Anyway, good talking to you, and I think we're settled down. I'm beginning to get busy with some things, the vacation trip, the cold weather, the winter, and playing with the radio. I'm gonna have to start taking some more naps so I can stay up late enough. I need Alaska and Hawaii on 160 meters to have worked all states. Right now, I'm looking at the gray line on the map, and the western side of Alaska is still in daylight. It's coming up on 10 o'clock here. So I think I'm going to have to rearrange my sleeping schedule by 2 or 3 hours. That would be 2 really good ones to get Alaska and Hawaii on 160 meters. Because as summer approaches, 160 meters is going to kind of die down, and then I'll be struggling trying to get them on 6 meters. Keep you busy. Turn it back to you, Daniel, and say 73 to you, KJ4WZM, KC4EZM. Take care. Take care of that young lady.
Terry? Yep, I read the other half of that now, and yep. I did really well. I guess she got the short end. That's too bad for her. I guess you stuck with me for a little while now. Well, good luck with getting Alaska and Hawaii on 160. Yep, come summertime, it'll just be too filled with static crashes to do any good at all. We've actually had a lot of lightning this winter. And I do know the weather runs in cycles. There's warmer cycles and cooler cycles, and it goes back and forth. And I like cold weather a lot better. But this year, the East Coast hardly got any snow anywhere. The only 2 states that really got a whole lot of snow on the East Coast is Michigan got a lot, and then New York got a lot, too. But outside of there, not really anybody got much of nothing this year. New York all northward, I guess, did, but... ones who really got it was the Sierra Nevadas in California. They got a lot. But I don't think very many people live there. If they did, they'd have to be worried about avalanches because of the volume of snow that fell. They were getting like 200 to 250 inches every 10 days or so. That's just too much snow. Way too much. But anyways, we'll say 73 to you too, Harry, and I guess I'll catch you later on down the vlog. Thanks for hanging around for comments, and we'll holler at you some other time. I'll send you some more pictures sometime too. Good luck with Alaska, Hawaii, and get you some extra naps. You'll be needing them. Spring and summer's getting here quick. KC4EZM, KJ4WZM, 73. Nico through Zulu, A through Z. Haven't missed anyone for check-ins or comments. Call KJ4WZM.
Golf 4, Juliet, India, Alpha, KG4, JIA, Dennis, and Gavin. Good evening to you, all of it at 73.
I'd like to recognize KG4, JIA, that is Dennis and Gavin. I haven't missed anyone for check-ins or comments. Last call. And I'll go ahead and work on filling out my net report. Call KJ4, WZM.
WZM, KN4GH1. Going to reach out and also say congratulations. It was news to me, too. and you get a good start, and before you know it, you'll turn around and got 35 years behind you like me and the wife. Just kind of picks up on it.
Oh, yes, Keith, and I know time does fly by real, real quick. I hate that, but it is what it is. That's one of those facts of life. Time flies. I tell you what, I went, I'm turning 29 this year, so I'm really not that old yet. But I know I went from, like, 15 to 29 really, really, really fast. I know it doesn't get any slower from here, but I'm just worried about how much faster the whole rest of my life goes. Because my parents were about my age when my memory starts, and now they are in their 50s and 60s. And it didn't seem to take very long at all. And I just scratched my head, and I'm like, well, how fast is mine going to go by? I just think about that sometimes, and I don't like it. But it is what it is. I'll enjoy it while it's here.
Hey, Daniel, remember my age, Casey, before he's in.
Yeah, I'll be there in about 5 minutes. About 5 years, even if it won't be there in 5 minutes.
A little bit of a late start on the marriage like I did. I was 27 when I started. And, like I said, you know, here we are 35 years later, so that'll give you an idea of my age, too. So, yeah, I'm probably your parents' age or a little older. But, yeah, make the best of it. You know, that's all I'd say. But yeah, I just wanted to reach out and mostly say congratulations, and I'll turn it back over to you and let you close it out. J4WZM, K4CH, right back to you.
Sounds good, Keith. I appreciate it. Yeah, my parents were born in the 60s. My dad was born in 60. They have been married. This May will be 32 years for them. So about the same story for them as you. And Harry's got a few years on both of us, I guess. Harry, I doubled with him at first, but what I was going to say is I'll be your age in about 5 minutes. Well, realistically, I won't be your age in about 5 minutes. It'll seem like it. But about 5 years from now, I'll feel like I'm your age. Sometimes I already do when I come home from work and I'm really tired and I take a nap before calling the net. But we've already had that discussion before. Let's see. KC4EZN and KN4CHY. This is KJ4WZM. WZM. 73s to both of y'all. KM now securing the Blue Chimeter net with our thanks for checking in. We will now return the repeater back to the normal amateur use. 73s and good night.